I have to say, this is a really exciting milestone for Solana. Validator client V118 now controls roughly 85% of consensus stake.
And that matters because it means most of the economically significant staked SOL is running a client version that matches the current state of the network.
Right, and I think what makes this special is not the version number itself. It is the fact that the validator set is coordinating well, which lowers the risk of fragmentation and builds confidence in the network.
The important distinction is that 85% consensus stake is a stake-weighted measure, not just a count of validators.
Exactly. In Solana, influence comes from how much SOL is staked to a validator. So a network could have lots of small validators on a newer version, while the largest staked validators are still behind.
If that were the case, the network's actual consensus behavior could still be mixed.
But 85% stake-weighted adoption shows that the upgrade has really taken hold among the validators that matter most for block production and consensus.
That is why this matters. Blockchain networks depend heavily on operational coordination.
A new client release can include performance gains, bug fixes, or security improvements, but those benefits only show up when validators adopt it in a timely, coordinated way.
An 85% adoption rate is a strong sign that validators are monitoring releases, testing changes, and updating infrastructure with enough urgency to keep the network cohesive.
For Solana especially, that is not a minor detail. High performance and uptime are central to its value proposition.
Correct. This kind of coordination is part of the network's ability to scale without sacrificing reliability.
And the V118 release itself feels like part of Solana's ongoing maintenance cycle, rather than one big headline moment.
Yes. Validator client updates are usually focused on stability, performance refinement, and strengthening the operational foundation of the network.
In practical terms, that can mean better synchronization, improved handling of cluster state, smoother upgrade paths, and fewer edge case failures under load.
For users, those benefits may not be immediately visible.
Usually, there is no single dramatic feature announcing the new version.
Instead, the improvements show up in the background, fewer disruptions, more predictable performance, and a stronger foundation for future upgrades.
I also think rapid adoption is a really positive signal for network security.
When most staked validators are running the same current software, the consensus layer becomes more uniform and predictable.
That reduces the chance of divergent behavior, unexpected forks, or prolonged instability during critical moments.
It also matters because newer validator software often includes fixes for known issues and improvements that help validators operate more safely under real-world conditions.
And the faster those updates spread across the stake-weighted validator set, the smaller the window of exposure becomes.
In that sense, 85% adoption is not just a technical milestone. It is a measure of how quickly the network's operators are responding to the evolving technical environment.
I like that framing. It shows the network is living and breathing, not just sitting still.
For validators, the milestone also reinforces an ongoing responsibility. Staying current is not optional.
In a stake-weighted network, even a single large validator running outdated software can introduce risk.
That makes operational discipline essential, including careful monitoring, testing in staging environments, and having clear runbooks for upgrades.
As the network grows, the difference between well-run and poorly run validators becomes more visible.
Adoption metrics like this help show where the industry is heading.
And for users and applications, most people will never think about validator client versions directly, but they do experience the downstream effects.
Faster finality, lower downtime, and more reliable performance all depend on the underlying validator infrastructure.
When a large share of consensus stake is running a newer, more stable client version, it creates a healthier environment for wallets, exchanges, DeFi protocols, and other applications built on Solana.
The broader takeaway is that Solana is becoming more operationally mature.
That is a really encouraging shift. It is not just about raw throughput anymore.
As the network attracts more activity, its ability to upgrade smoothly is becoming just as important as its performance.
The ecosystem is no longer only testing whether the technology can work under load. It is also proving that the people and infrastructure behind it can keep improving the system in real time.
That suggests Solana is not just a protocol in development, but a live operational network with ongoing maintenance, community coordination, and a growing emphasis on long-term reliability.
Looking ahead, 85% is not the final destination.
The next step is continued convergence, with more validators moving to the latest version and the remaining tail of older clients shrinking over time.
Still, reaching this level of adoption is a solid milestone.
It shows that the upgrade path is usable, that validators are engaged, and that the network's consensus layer is becoming more unified as it scales.
I think the most important story is not simply that a new version exists.
The important story is that a large share of the network has already adopted it.
That kind of alignment is one of the quiet foundations of a mature blockchain.
And it is a positive signal for Solana's long-term stability and continued growth.